still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. Oh, I can still feel you. Yeah.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM,
WRDN.
I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. Never reached for you in another touch. I don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. And hard, heartbreaks are hard to break, so I just did the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, 'cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, heartbreaks are hard to break. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that. I don't come down with the sun. I won't hit myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a so hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, 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 lies.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Hurricane Milton. I'm Michelle Franzen. Milton churning off into the Atlantic after the hurricane ravaged both coasts of Florida yesterday. The storm making landfall last night as a Category 4 just south of Tampa, sparing the city the worst from the storm surge. Police Chief John Cosby in Bradenton Beach says there's damage, but it could have been much worse.
We're seeing a lot of wind damage. Roofs have been compromised. We've had some structures that were compromised. They blew off the stilts.
In St. Lucie County, at least five are dead after tornadoes tore through neighborhoods. President Biden and Florida's governor spoke by phone earlier.
The White House says DeSantis told the president they're still assessing the damage across the state, and he thanked the president for the extensive federal support to prepare for and respond to the storm. President Biden reiterated to DeSantis he'll provide any support the state needs to speed up the response and recovery. Karen Travers, ABC News. The White House.
More than 3 million customers without power. This is ABC. The status of more than 3.5 million adults who were brought to the U.S. as undocumented children goes back to court today.
Those dreamers have remained in the U.S. for years as courts debated their fate. Now Republican states are demanding the DACA program protecting them and the children sent back to countries from where they arrived as infants. New Orleans Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will decide if it should overturn a lower court's decision saying those children should lose their protection. That case could land in the Supreme Court no matter what happens. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Honda says it's recalling about 1.7 million vehicles due to a manufacturing issue that could interfere with steering. The recall order from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says possible manufacturing defects in the steering gearbox could make the vehicles have steer and increase chances of crashes. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today under mostly sunny skies with unseasonable highs climbing to the upper 70s. Got a south wind at about 5 to 10 miles per hour shoving us there. And as clouds increase tonight, low temperatures stay mild, hovering near 60. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 57.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Gunfire on a Milwaukee area freeway. Ted Allen has more.
A 21-year-old Milwaukee man is in custody following a Wednesday morning road rage incident on I-43 in Mequon. Investigators say he fired one round into another vehicle. That single bullet lodged in the center console, and the other driver, who was the only one in that car, wasn't injured. The alleged shooter faces charges including first-degree reckless endangering safety.
A group of pro-Palestinian students walked out of classes at UW-Milwaukee. The UWM Popular University for Palestine Coalition staged that protest Wednesday, which lasted for about 3 hours. Participants in the walkout are calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and for UW-Milwaukee to cut financial ties with Israel. The group says demonstrations won't stop until demands are heard. That is your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's 2006. While I'm milking cows, I'm noticing every once in a while, not only do I have a headache, but I'm noticing black spots in my vision. It turns out it was a brain tumor the size of a grapefruit.
My name is Tina Hinchley.
We run a family farm here in Wisconsin. Back then, most farmers didn't have health insurance. You try to figure out, what are you going to do to pay these bills? 2013, my brain tumor comes back, and I'm also diagnosed with breast cancer. But now, the Affordable Care Act has been passed, and now I have coverage. Farmers and people in the rural communities depend on affordable health care. Trump doesn't care if he takes away health care from us. He doesn't care what the consequences would be for me and my family.
Doggone it, Kamala Harris is out there for us, protecting and expanding the Affordable Care Act. She fought for us to get health care, and she's fighting for us to keep it.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. Paid for by Harris for President.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. The establishment of a fire district to replace the Durand City and Rural Fire Departments is closer to completion. During last night's council meeting, the mayor reported that the meetings with the Rural Fire have moved forward. Mayor Milliron says the agreement for the new fire district is being sent to all municipalities for their approval.
The agreements are out right now with the idea of that the municipalities will have them to review here in October with approval in November.
If the agreement is approved, the new district would begin in 2025. Eau Claire police say an erratic visitor at North High School yesterday prompted a security hold. No one is saying who the visitor was or just what they did. Officers say they were called to the school's office and arrested the visitor. Eau Claire North sent a note home to parents about the visitor, but the note didn't have any specifics in it either. There are attempted homicide charges for a man in Sparta who was out on bond for another attack back in June. Prosecutors filed the charges yesterday against 39-year-old Andrew Nauman. Police say he attacked a woman Sunday. She was found in the street, flown to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Prosecutors say Nauman was on bond from an attack in June, where police say he strangled another person. He's being held on $1 million cash bond. The Red Cross in Wisconsin says it's all hands on deck in response to Hurricane Milton. The Red Cross yesterday said they're gearing up, grabbing supplies and people to head to Florida after Milton made landfall last night. The Red Cross's Julie Zimmerman says there are 60 team members who are either ready to go to Florida or are already in the field because of Hurricane Helene. The Red Cross is asking for donations to help those who lost everything because of the storms. One person is dead after an accident in Jackson County. According to the Jackson County Sheriff's Department, on Saturday, authorities responded to a home in the town of Springfield following a report of a person pinned between equipment. Authorities arrived to find 79-year-old Peter Suckett of Clear Lake pinned between a tractor and a RV. He was freed. However, he later died at the scene. That incident remains under investigation. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The city of Mondovi will spend $1,900 to install new signs for the engine braking and parking rules at the entrance of town on Highways 37 and Highway 10. Currently, there are no signs for either rule posted, as the old signs were not in compliance with state DOT rules. The new signs will be larger and reworded to comply with those state rules. It's hoped to have the signs installed as soon as possible. UW Stout has received a $125,000 grant to improve cybersecurity in the U.S. defense supply chain. The grant was being issued by the U.S. Department of Defense's Cyber Service Academy. The 12-month grant will create Access, also known as AI-powered cloud and education support system. The modifications are Department of Defense program that will begin in 2025 to help businesses guard against cybersecurity threats. It will also require defense supply chain partners that handle sensitive unclassified information to meet cybersecurity standards. Chippewa County Sheriff may have to pay his own legal bills after the corruption investigation into his office. The county board last night voted not to pay Sheriff Travis Hanks' $27,000 legal bill. Hanks said the county should pay because he was not allowed to use a county lawyer to defend himself during the investigation. But county board members say they never signed off on Hanks' lawyer and therefore are not responsible for the bill. Chippewa County investigated Hanks for his outside jobs, his conduct while as an officer, and accusations that he sexually harassed a 911 dispatcher. The investigation ended with a no-confidence vote in the sheriff, but since he's an elected official, he's kept his job. Next week will be a busy one for Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. The DNR board is meeting next week to vote on new rules for deer hunting and new standards for PFAS contamination in the state's water supplies. Both have been major issues for the DNR for years. The water standards are expected to update the new rules and set lower limits for how many of the so-called forever chemicals can be considered safe in the drinking water across the state. It's time to get the annual flu and COVID shots. Dr. Jim Conway with UW Health says especially with COVID, it's not enough to have a previous vaccine or illness. He says the viruses keep mutating into different variants, so you have to be ready for the new versions of the illnesses. Dr. Conway said this year's flu shot will only cover three strains of the flu, since one entire strain of influenza was eradicated while people stayed home during COVID-19. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Semi-finalists for the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest have been announced. Military medals and insignia made by Metalcraft Mint in Green Bay will face off against Career Foods Jolly Good Soda made in Random Lake. On the other side of the bracket, the Revo Ice Fishing Sensor made by Vulture Systems in Menominee Falls will compete against a John Deere lawn tractor made in Horicon. The four products were narrowed down from 130 nominees. The public can vote for the two finalists starting today through next Thursday. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8841. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8841. That's 800-550-8841. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today under mostly sunny skies with unseasonable highs climbing to the upper 70s. Got a south wind at about 5 to 10 miles per hour shoving us there. And as clouds increase tonight, low temperatures stay mild, hovering near 60. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 57.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE-5.
Romeo Doubs returned to the practice field on Wednesday but failed to speak with reporters regarding his one-game suspension from the team last week. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Coaches and teammates were also tight-lipped and are ready to move forward to Sunday's matchup with the Arizona Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Coach Matt LaFleur said they never want to reach the point where they have to suspend a player, but this will be a valuable lesson for his team.
You got to communicate. If there's an issue, you got to communicate so we can work it out together. And unfortunately, there's a level, there's a standard that you have to live by. And if you don't, there's going to be consequences. And I've made that very clear to our team. Like, there's a level of professionalism. But you know what? Each moment is a learning experience. And like I mentioned last week, it was a one-off, and we're moving forward.
Week 6 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with a battle in the NFC West. San Francisco 2-3 visits 3-2 Seattle in Thursday night action. The Bucks play preseason game number 2 tonight. They'll host the LA Lakers at Fiserv Forum. Lakers forward LeBron James posted on his social media complaining about having to play a preseason game in Milwaukee. Newcomer Gary Trent Jr. of the Bucks hoping to play tonight after suffering an elbow injury on Sunday. He talked about what the Bucks are looking to get from him.
I really just listen to my coaches, trying to hone in on what we want to do defensively. Obviously taking the little segment of last game and trying to build off everything that we've been doing through training camp. Obviously give a certain energy, give a certain effort, you know. So obviously DeLon brought that up. We know that as well, so our goal is to go out there and try to do that.
University of Wisconsin men's basketball team played 5 games on Peacock last season. You can double that this year. Big Ten Conference out with its tip-off times and network schedules on Wednesday afternoon. 14 of the Badgers games will not be available on regular television. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Passing zones of plenty this weekend in Charlotte. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
The Charlotte Roval will look a bit different this weekend as the 2.2-mile course has been modified a bit from previous races at the track located within the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Defending Cup Series champion Ryan Blaney believes the changes could give drivers a few new opportunities to pass during the event.
I don't know. I think you opened up a passing zone in 7. It's going to be kind of a dive bomb central corner. For sure, just the way it's shaped. And honestly, I think the front stretch chicane, it's going to be more, it's going to be a slower corner, so I feel like you might have some more outbreaking.
Sunday's Bank of America Roval 400 will be the 7th on the course that encompasses both the speedway and infield road course. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
Horses love the taste and smell of fallen leaves, but they shouldn't be eating them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Dead leaves and other yard waste can give your horse a bad tummy ache, or worse, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
When you rake your leaves and other yard waste, don't throw it over the pasture fence. It should be disposed of or composted in an area far away from horses and other livestock so they don't eat it and get sick. Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says wilted leaves from trees such as cherry, plum, and black walnut have compounds in them that are toxic to horses. And it's not just tree leaves. Almost all ornamentals have some kind of detrimental effect on them.
Your petunias, your daffodil, yew shrubbery is just like one or two bites is enough to kill a horse or a cow. Lily of the valley is extremely toxic. Rhododendron, extremely toxic. Red maple is very, very toxic to horses.
Toxicity isn't the only issue with yard waste. Dead leaves don't sit well in a horse's belly.
So a lot of people will rake this up and want to use it for bedding or throw it in there for just some extra roughage for them to eat, save grass. And because the leaves are so dense, You know, like if you pile them up and compost them, how heavy they get when they get wet, it'll do that in the gut and it'll cause compaction and you'll get compaction colics.
Feeding dense leaves and grass clippings can become stuck in the esophagus and lead to choking. It's painful and uncomfortable for the horse. A choking horse will hang its head low with saliva and masticated feed coming out of the nostrils. You'll have to call your veterinarian right away, but it's usually treated with few complications. You'll find a list of plants that should not be fed to horses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Members, it's here. Mylo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Home decor, holiday, tools, you name it, it's for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select power tools, tool storage, and ladders. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Mylo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10/10 through 10/16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new SuperStart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at TreatCOVID19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
70 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 6 to 21.21, December up 17 to 20.83, January up 21 to 20.48, February up 18 at 19.91. Cheese markets are mixed. Barrels down 1.5 to 186.5. 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 193. One trade a barrel, 10 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 264. 30 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 135 and a quarter. 9 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 60 even. One trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher today as northern cattle have been sold for $296. That's steady with last week's numbers. Now, only 1,000 head of cattle have sold so far in the north. That means there's still a chance that prices could turn higher by Friday if the rest of the markets hold out. Feeder cattle complex also trading higher as well. The November feeder cattle contract is now above its 100-day moving average again. As long as live cattle contracts trade in a strong manner, it's likely the feeders will keep their momentum. Meanwhile, hog markets higher as Thursday's export report was a breath of fresh air for the trade complex. Seeing export sales sharply higher compared to a week earlier is helping the lean hog complex to trade fully higher today. December live cattle up 72 cents to 188.92. December up 92 cents to 188.15. February up 72 cents to 188.90. October feeder cattle up 62 cents to 249.90. November up $1.02 to 249.70. January up 92 cents to 246.80. October hogs up 17 cents to 84.10. December up $1.50 to 77.07. February up $1 to 80.45. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets and soybean markets are moving mostly lower today. Now, a lot of this is positioning ahead of the WASDE report for corn. The trade is looking for yields down slightly at 183.3 bushels an acre, with carryout at 1.944 billion bushels. Soybeans are also moving mostly lower as well, as meal is the downside leader in the products. Harvest pressure also limiting the upside. South American weather should help to catch up on planting over the near term as well. The WASDE report, the trade is looking tomorrow at yields of 53 bushels an acre and carryout at 547 million bushels. Meanwhile, wheat markets are moving mostly higher. The wheat markets continue to consolidate at the upper end of the trading range. Warm and dry weather is keeping the plain seeding a bit challenging. but the Black Sea area is expected to see some moisture relief. Now, weekly export sales edged back higher at 433,000 metric tons. December corn down 1¾ to 419 and a quarter. March down 1¼ to 436 and three quarters. May down 1½ to 456 and three quarters. New crop 25 down 1½ to 452. November beans down 4¾ to 1015 and a half. January down 4¼ to 1032 and three quarters. March down 3½ to 1048. New crop 25 down a half to 1068 and a half. October soybean meal down 440 to 318.10. December soybean oil, though, up 83 cents to 43.89. Chicago wheat, December up 5¾ to 604 and three quarters. March up 5¼ to 627 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, December up 3¼ to 651 and a half. March up 2¼ to 671. Energy markets today are moving up mostly higher. November crude oil up 257 to 75.81. December up 245 to 75.04. November gas now up 8 cents to 214. December also up 8 cents at 211. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The new National Corn Growers Association president is set to build bridges. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Illinois farmer Kenneth Hartman Jr. is the new president of the National Corn Growers Association. He selected building bridges as the theme for this year's In the President's Chair.
Where that came from is we actually have a bridge that's on the farm that was here actually before my grandfather bought this farm. That my great-great-grandfather, when he came from Germany in the 1860s, he was a stonemason. 1870 was an old road that went through here, and he built that bridge in 1870. So ironically, I found out a few years ago that it was actually my great-great-grandfather that built that bridge. But I mean, you look back, it's a stone bridge, and that was very complex and hard job to build that bridge. Well, right now, we want to build bridges. We want to work with our other commodity organizations. We need to work with other people that have interests similar to what we have.
He says the biggest problem farmers currently face is no farm bill, and commodity groups descended on Capitol Hill to share that point.
I know we were out there a few weeks ago. I think it's the first time in years that we actually had the commodity organizations all there together with the American Farm Bureau. We went and made some visits. We had corn and soybeans, but we also had rice, peanuts, cotton, sorghum, Farm Bureau, and even Farm Credit, and some of the financial institutes were with us there explaining how important this Farm Bill is. I mean, when you start looking at where the economy is right now with agriculture, we've got some of the lower prices we've had in many years. We've got inflation factors, I say, that basically when you start looking at fuel, you look at fertilizer, you look at labor costs, you look at equipment costs. Interest is high compared to what it was a few years ago. We need a Farm Bill that's current. Last year, they kicked the can down the road with extension. We definitely don't need that done. We need a farm bill.
The new NCGA president says his group has a lot of priority issues to get to work on.
Some some of the National Corn Growers' priorities is we start looking at risk management, crop insurance. We need people to take higher levels of crop insurance with the risk that's out there today. So we need support for that. We need markets. We need MAP and FMD funding. You know, one of the National Corn Growers' major policies is creating new markets and help our markets we have currently. So we need to work on creating markets there. When it comes to ethanol, if it comes to corn overseas, this is very important.
Ken Hartman, the new president of the National Corn Growers Association. That is today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board has been delivering a new soybean-based firefighting foam to fire departments across Wisconsin. Justin Bauer of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board says it's the biggest benefit to the new firefighting foam is it uses no PFAS chemicals.
That is the biggest side of it, is we have a product that acts the same and works the same, but doesn't have those forever chemicals that are harmful.
The Soybean Marketing Board has delivered the new firefighting foam to 16 fire departments across Wisconsin. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was honored with the Friend of the Farm Bureau Award by the American Farm Bureau Federation, recognizing her ongoing commitment to supporting Wisconsin's farmers and rural communities. She received that award during a visit to Messerschmitt Farms in Fall Creek, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau supports Senator Baldwin for her continued dedication to Wisconsin's agricultural community, said Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation President Brad Olson. Baldwin has also led efforts to enforce FDA labeling standards through the Dairy Pride Act and increased funding in Wisconsin businesses through the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative, which has directed almost $40 million to help Wisconsin dairy businesses, Olson said. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Friend of the Farm Bureau Award is given to members of Congress who has shown strong support for agricultural policies and are nominated by their respective state farm bureaus. USDA announced it awarded more than $25 million to support 8 projects under the new Assisting Specialty Crop Imports Initiative. USDA launched the initiative in January as part of the agency's commitment to create more and better markets for U.S. producers and agribusinesses. Specialty crop exporters face many important requirements in every foreign market they enter, yet they often don't have the economies of scale to develop the required certificates or negotiate favorable terms, said Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. This innovative partnership between USDA and the specialty crop sector focuses on projects to address the non-tariff trade barriers that hinder America's exports of fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, horticultural crops, and related products. U.S. exports of specialty crops totaled $25.8 billion last year, increasing the bottom line for producers nationwide and driving economic development in their local communities and beyond. 2/3 of U.S. consumers have used a food ordering app at least once for takeout, delivery, or both. That, according to the September 2024 Consumer Food Insights report. Over half used an app for a delivery order. Nearly half those consumers say they use an app for delivery or takeout at least once a week. The survey-based report comes from Purdue University's Center for Food Demand Analysis and Sustainability and assesses food spending, customer satisfaction, values, support of agriculture and food policies, and trust in information sources. Cattle producers, like many other farmers, are generally optimistic. A Drover's beef industry survey shows 64% of the respondents remain optimistic about the future. Over half, 51% of producers, plan to grow their herd size in the next 5 years, and another 38% will maintain their herd sizes. Parts of the U.S. still face dry conditions, but the situation is better than at this time in 2023. Producers are looking to the future, with 59% saying they're planning to add a family member to the operation within the next 5 years. That number was 54% last year. While beef cow inventories continue to stabilize this year, the industry could experience a longer transition period as significant risks mute profit signals that would normally jumpstart herd rebuilding efforts. Rabobank is forecasting a stable cow herd between 27.9 and 28.3 million head over the next 3 years. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
After another warm day today, a cool down is on the way in our ag weather forecast. The cooling trend will begin tomorrow and continue into next week, bringing temperatures below normal over the weekend. The only chance for precipitation comes Saturday night into Sunday for areas north of I-94 for scattered rain showers. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 74 to 80, and relative humidities at 38 to 43%, south winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 53 to 58, relative humidities at 72 to 77%, south winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 70 to 75, southwest winds at 5 to 9, shifting to the northwest at 6 to 11. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 60 to 65. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. Monday, sunshine, highs 50 to 55. Tuesday, sunshine with frost expected, highs 55 to 60. And for Wednesday, sunshine, highs 60 to 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle how my heart stumbled into someone so kissable. Huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, lovable, lovable, unbelievable.
Won't start hand-me-down for to try to fix up.
part-time cash and driving a tractor. Find a sweet little thing, where's your ball cap backwards kind of place you can't wait to leave, but nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox, play the Travis Tritt right above the two-pot, before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco, buy a cold sixer with a cashed in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window, where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. Watch a marching band play with the hardest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of famous ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new art. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox, with the Travis Tritt right above the two-pot. Before you get lost down some road, slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco, buy a cold sixer with a cash in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window, where you about to go? You may learn to fly, if you can't then you just free fall. Get a little stronger from the hurt time. May we all get to have a chance to ride the fast one, walk away wiser when we crashed one, keep hoping that the best one is the last one. Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't then you just free fall. May we all.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right. And here I go again, I'm drinking one, I'm drinking two. I got my heartache medication, a strong dedication to getting over you, turning me loose on that hardwood jukebox. Another dance to a country song, turning me on. Here's to a good time and halfway to feeling all right. Lost. addiction to getting over you. Turning me loose on that hardwood jukebox, lost in neon time. My heartache medication, well, it suits me fine. And I'm drinking enough to take you off my mind. I got my heartache medication.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
The bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. And she said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced
out there on that empty hardwood floor. Chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. From that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, said, this is the last thing I expected.